The report entitled Bring Enough Cows to Marry takes a deep look at the bride price through numerical data from 15 counties in 4 states. It weighs the economic, social and political implication on society of paying for a wife, a fairly common tradition in South Sudan. Jan Pospisil is a researcher at the Center for Trust, Peace and Social Relation in South Sudan. He says bride price varies widely. He says community in Equatorial area use money as bride price, but livestock is a common bride price amongst pastoralists. He says community in Equatorial area uses money as bride price, but livestock is a common bride price amongst pastoralists.
In Lakes and Warrap, the bride prices are the highest in the country. You find in Lakes almost 10% of marriages going 150 cows and above, which is considerable, especially given now that considerable amount of these marriages also has money payment on top of the cattle that goes over. The amount of cattle is a bit lower in Jonglei, but this has also to do probably with the fact that there's more cattle simply in Warrap and Lakes, and the prices of cattle are a bit lower there.
Nyanshakos Rambak Tai is an activist and former executive director of Assistant Mission for Africa who interviewed participants in her community for the report. Tai says some of the elders in her community consider bride price as a source of income.
The more you have a strong social background within the society or you have a bigger position, the more you're supposed to charge more bride price or cows in order for you, you know, to cement your position. And some of the things that came out very clearly that the uncles, they play a very influential role when it comes to the number of the price of the bride price, as well as, you know, how much is supposed to be paid and not the father.
Adut Alak is a lawyer who conducted interviews for the report. She says most women were comfortable speaking about the practice because it addresses the issues that are close to their hearts.
So in case of anything, for example, God forbid the guy dies, so now there are inheritance to the family because dowry has been paid for them. So there's this risk of them feeling like a commodity, number one. Number two, there was this feeling about both of the older women and the younger women of, you know, you cannot divorce. It's like you're being held for ransom.
Bride price vary widely in South Sudan. They are based on several factors, including regional traditions, family background, beauty, and the bride's level of education. VOA could not secure interviews with the beneficiaries of bride price in South Sudan's capital, Juba, because most residents say they were not comfortable speaking to journalists about traditional guidelines regarding bride prices. The United Nations estimates that 52% of girls in South Sudan are married by the age of 18, but some activists say the number could be much higher than that. For many girls in South Sudan, marriage means becoming someone's property and the end of their education. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shapai in Juba.